If there are no further delays and all goes according to plan, a postponed mission to probe beneath the surface of Mars will launch in 2 years, NASA announced a little over 5 weeks ago. And we will look at that planned mission today on Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson. First this. Beginning this July, most Central Hudson residential customers who've been receiving their energy bills every other month will transition to monthly billing. 12 bills per year instead of 6 larger ones should make managing household expenses easier. And while that change is taking place, to make your bill paying easiest, sign up for our e-bills and direct pay options. Easier by the dozen. Monthly billing, coming this July from Central Hudson. People. Power. Possibilities. Here's Almanac. The InSight spacecraft was originally to have headed into space last month, but in December, NASA delayed that mission when it realized that there was not enough time to fix stubborn leaks in a vacuum enclosure housing a key instrument. NASA is now aiming to launch InSight in May of 2018, the next time that Earth and Mars are close enough to allow a relatively quick 6-month trip. Because Mars is farther from the Sun than Earth and orbits it more slowly, the two planets line up optimally just once every 26 months. W. Bruce Bannert, a planetary geophysicist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, who is the mission's principal investigator, told New York Times reporter Kenneth Chang, "I'm thrilled. We were hoping we'd get the opportunity to give this another try." The InSight mission, which takes its name from a shortening of the words interior exploration using seismic investigations, geodesy, and heat transport, would land on Mars November 26, 2018. NASA officials could still cancel the mission, but Dr. Bannert said he was extremely optimistic that InSight would get off the ground. The French space agency, CNES, is in charge of the seismic instrument that turned troublesome and caused the current delay. InSight is designed to listen to what is going on inside the deep interior of the planet, including the shaking of tiny quakes. Measuring the change of velocity in seismic waves as they pass through the planet could also offer clues about Mars's crust, mantle, and core. The 3 seismometers in the instrument, sensitive enough to detect movements as small as half the radius of a hydrogen atom, require a near-perfect vacuum to operate with precision. But tests last August revealed a small leak in the enclosure, a flattened sphere about 9 inches wide. Engineers attempted to patch it, but the leak persisted. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is managing the mission, is to redesign and build a new enclosure. Dr. Bannert will travel to NASA headquarters in Washington about 5 months from now to report on the fixes. They'll be watching that very closely, making sure we're making good progress, he said. Over the years, as I've presented stories like this about astronomy missions or myriad other sorts of scientific explorations underway but far from their conclusion, I've told you to keep listening to Almanac to find out more. But from this point forward, you're on your own. Because as I've been mentioning for the last few weeks, my manned mission aboard Spaceship Almanac ends right here. 29 years and 10 days, and approximately 9,050 individual episodes after liftoff. I've just about run out of fuel. Retirement calls to me. It's time for me to fire my retro rockets. Seek the relative safety of a comfortable rocking chair. It's been my great honor and pleasure. But now, for the last time for Almanac and for Central Hudson, I'm Paul Tesoro. Over and out.